Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It wasn't me.
No, it was. It was Jose. It was absolutely him. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. And joining us in studio is Rhea Hughes.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And Rhea's sit-in is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Rhea, how are you?
I'm not sleeping on the job.
Well, no, you're not. No, you're not sleeping on the job.
I'm not juicing on the job either.
I didn't think you were. And if you were, you'd be letting us down if you were suspended. Rhea, yesterday and the whole weekend, it was kind of like some great, some not, right? Yeah. They sweep the Pirates, which is awesome. They have to take care of business against a bad team. Mick Abel was so good in his debut.
I was mad when they took him out.
Yeah.
Just to let, that's how much I loved watching that kid because he was great. And then Skeens was great. I love the pitching matchup. I was thrilled when they scratched. I go, this one run
pitchers
might be enough.
That was a scratched out run too. That was
Brandon.
It was. But it was a great day. But unfortunately, before the game, and I think you and I heard the news similarly, listening to TK and Al yesterday morning, Alvarado suspended 80 games. And it's not just the 80 games because he'll be. The season. There's still more than that left. He can't participate in the playoffs. It's a crushing suspension.
Oh, it's massive. It's massive. Just on a number of levels. But the domino effect is what it's massive for. Are they going to have to trade some top prospects? Are they going to have to trade Ranger Suarez? I mean, he's probably not going to be here next year unless, they do a deal with him.
Yep.
That's what I was trying to tell Joe. You're the unfortunate thing about all of this right now, Rhea, trade deadline 2 months away.
Yeah, it's too far.
And you are not operating from a position of power. So.
Oh, no, he put them in a screwed position.
And so to me, the easiest fix is to give, if you want to keep Ranger, and you're right about the team being the same and all, but if you want him to go to the bullpen, you got to throw him a bone.
But here's the thing about him going to the bullpen. What's been his biggest problem? Staying healthy, right?
Yes.
The back. You get him up, you get him down. I mean, how soon before we're hearing Ranger's got some back? He's got some tightness in his back.
Yeah.
So, and here's the other thing I was looking at. I double checked all the stats. There's not been a single Philly starter this year, and that includes Taiwan and Ranger and Aaron Nola, who's gone past seven innings. And I think maybe they're managing that. Maybe last year they thought maybe they got tired. Because look how much they ran Sanchez out there a lot and Suarez. So are you now going to have to maybe extend, see if you could squeeze one, now get
a couple
of innings
out of, yeah.
And this,
out of who,
this,
though?
Well, all of them. That's what I'm saying.
To try to mitigate how much you use in the bullpen.
And to get you to the trade deadline. And what is he going to get? And how much is he going to have? I mean, the dominoes. So there's that. There's also like a human element part to this that I don't like. Because Jose Alvarado, from all accounts that we've heard of, people in that clubhouse love him.
Yep.
He snuck out in the middle of the night.
I know.
Didn't address the team. Rob Thompson said he didn't speak to him. I got a real problem with that. You've done what you've done. Regardless,
be a man about it.
What the rules are, and this isn't on the same level, but when BG stepped in it, with the whole AJ.
And he stood it like a man.
He went and spoke to AJ, he went and spoke to Jalen, and I think he got up in front of the team and apologized.
Yeah, he did say that.
And that wound up turning out to be a pretty good thing after all that. But you can't do that. How do you ever come back with this team?
Well, that brings you to another thing. When he comes back, how is he received and how do they use him?
Because he's not going to receive well in the stadium.
Well, I agree with you on that. And it's awkward because let's say he's eligible to come back. I think it's late August. That's when the 80 games are up. But like, do they just throw him back in knowing if they get to the playoffs,
they can't
use him. It's awkward. Like if this happened in the NFL, I know the NFL rules are different, but imagine the Eagles having a player come back in December. They're in a race and they know they can't use him in the playoffs.
So are those rules in there now? If you get suspended, is that the NFL? I don't think
the NFL has a playoff rule on suspensions.
Because Lane missed, 10 games that year?
Yeah, and he missed four another year when he was younger. I think when you're back in the NFL. Yeah. Baseball, the playoff thing is actually the biggest killer. They could get through 80 games, but how do you get through October without his arm?
Because didn't that happen to a Brave? Wasn't there a Braves guy last year?
I think there was. Profar this year.
Profar.
80 games.
Profar. Okay, that's ineligible. I was actually like, cool, he's out for the playoffs. And now it's the Phillies. Not so cool.
You bring up a good point. Him not addressing the team is bad. I mean, it really is. And that makes me even more steadfast that I don't believe the story. Like,
oh no, the story's not believable at all.
Because if it was an accident, I think it'd be more likely he addresses.
Accidentally take testosterone.
No, that's kind of hard to do. This is BS.
I mean, I love the look on Hugh's face because Hugh, I don't disagree with you. You know about. He got caught.
He did. He got caught. You know? And here's another thing that
don't be a dumbass.
Yeah, that. But
what's the Jim Schwartz line? Yeah. If you keep doing dumbass things, we're gonna call you a dumbass.
Yes,
but
exactly.
But here's the thing too. His teammates. I know it's a bad look to leave in the middle of the night. They're not tripping on that because, like I said, it's the dynamic in the locker room is totally different than the way the world perceives it.
You would side-eye a guy who snuck out in the middle of the night. Well, that's what happened.
No, this would side-eye it. It would just be like, damn, dog, you couldn't, you know what I mean? I would say something because that's just my nature.
Yes.
But if he comes back and he's throwing 90-something, 100 miles an hour
for what, like a month?
For real.
See, this is the playoffs and he can't be there.
This is the thing that I think that I'm trying to get Joe and Kyle to realize.
Nope.
See if you can turn me.
Okay, real.
I haven't come out strongly one way or another.
I know because you've been listening. But when you do come strong, you definitely come strong. he was pitching lights out for months, right?
An uptick in the velocity.
Yes,
shall we say yes?
And they enjoy it. Like
you think
everybody,
you think everybody knew it. 100%.
I look at it like this. There's always telltale signs that, whether we want to believe it or not, that you see when you see certain things. Now, I'm not trying to paint everybody with a broad brush, but you don't get older and get faster. No. Like, hell, I'm not fast anymore. I used to be fast.
Yeah.
I'm not fast. But when you hear certain things say, normally when guys say, hey, he gained 15, 20 pounds in offseason. A lot of damn muscle.
But the thing with him is that he lost the weight.
Yeah, he lost the weight.
15 pounds.
And normally when you, but here's the thing, Rhea, when you normally lose weight, you, in some of those instances, you lose muscle mass.
Yeah.
So it's safe to say that if you lose muscle mass, you lose strength.
Yeah. He wasn't happening.
Because when you started to cut weight and all that, that was not a fart, y'all. That was a thing. I saw everybody looking. That was not a fart.
See, I don't know.
That was not a fart.
Cut the audio.
Wait a minute. Grab the audio. Hold it. Keep it together, Rick. Keep it together.
I wasn't going to do anything, and then I saw
I saw your face.
That
he
was going
my point.
Stay there.
No.
You have a history.
I mean, I do not. Much like Jose Alvarado, we'll never believe you again.
I'll never believe him again.
You made me lose my train of thought. But anyway, normally when you lose that weight, it takes a while to build back up that strength. Didn't have that. You still can't even look at me with a straight face now.
Because you farted again.
I did not fart. See, I can't even make you do it again. That was not me.
We'll see. We'll revisit in a minute.
Okay. All right.
This is like when Lane got busted a second time. From now on, it's like we know the truth.
And I was just thinking, like, he got busted twice.
He got busted twice.
Ain't nobody. That's why
Kelsey said in the speech, Lane's on the juice.
Lane can't stay off the juice.
No, dude, that was funny. That was funny, but right. I didn't know it was twice.
Before we hear that last fart again, can we hear from John Kruk yesterday during the broadcast? Because Kruk, a former player, had an interesting take on the whole thing.
To me, if I was a teammate of Jose Alvarado, I would consider it a very selfish move on his part, putting the team at risk by knowing that if you got caught, you would get 80 games. If I'm a player on this team right now, I don't think I'd be real happy with him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Well, I wouldn't either. I mean, Hugh, you like Kruk played, and you probably had a teammate that got in trouble for something, suspended for something along the line. I just
and Kruk was in the era where steroid era. Yep. You know?
Well, but to me, it's different. Yeah. Back then, there was no rules.
There were no rules.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So then you did whatever you wanted. The bottom line is he's gone for 80 games. It's a huge blow to the team. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Chris in Ben Salem says Hugh is right. So I guess we got to put him on the air. What's up, Chris?
That's right. Hugh, I got your back, baby.
What's going on, man? Appreciate you. I didn't fart, by the way.
No one believes that.
I got you on that. I know that. I got you. Number one, I mean, everybody's on stuff. Just like you said. Like, I'm a baseball lifer. I've lived in it. You know, I didn't play as high as you did, you know, in the NFL or Major League Baseball. But everybody took stuff, right? Back then, it was DECA for position players, and it was Winstrol for pitchers. So, like, it just is what it is. Like, guys take stuff. You know, it's hard to get through a college season with 56 games, and these guys are playing 162. So
Chris, I agree with you. I agree with you and Hugh on this. But it's a very clear line of demarcation. They know what is they're allowed to take and what they're not. I mean, it's not like it's vague. And also, Chris, if he was unsure, bring what? Let's go on the story. It is a weight loss pill. Let's play along.
Should have brought it
in. If that's.
Yeah. Okay. Bring it to the trainers and say, can I take this?
It's garbage.
Right. But even if it's true, bring it to the trainer and say, can I take this? And they'll give him an answer. Like, I don't know how we're okay with this because other guys take stuff.
It's not being okay. Yeah. It's not being okay. It's just the reality of professional sports.
All right, so if you and Chris, if you guys are both right, yeah. And I believe you that Chris, that you played, Hugh, you played, then he was remiss in not masking it.
Right.
We're in a break.
That's what I said.
He's still a dumbass.
He's definitely a dumbass.
Okay, all right. As long as we're
on the same page. Because I said in the break, I was like, he messed up the cycle.
That's where
whatever.
He messed up. Yeah. That's where he messed up. You know, and Hugh, I'm going to double down, and I'm going to say, Alec Boehm should be on DECA, and he should be getting caught. We need more out of him.
Actually, I'm with you on this.
And I need let's get on Winstrol, so he's throwing 97 and not 91.
Let's get them all on steroids. The whole team. No, Chris, I
need more commitment from the rest of this team.
I like this take. Actually,
it's actually amusing.
Yeah, this is pretty good. Chris, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues? Who's he talking about?
Oh man, a TV personality with shoes, Dick Clark. I don't know.
That's a good guess.
Dick Clark, were they propped up on New Years for like 7 years.
That was
Weekend at Bernie stuff. I don't even think he was with us anymore.
Can I tell you my favorite point of the weekend was, and you know, besides McCable, who was tremendous, Brandon Marsh almost catching Alec Boehm. Like, this has now happened twice. Like, how slow are you, dude?
Slow.
I mean, really slow. Because I forget who else almost caught him. That was a couple
Rojas,
weeks ago.
Rojas, I think it was.
Well, yeah, Rojas. But I didn't realize, I'm like, is Brandon Marsh that fast? Hey, legged out beat out a double play yesterday.
You see that in Little League when the kids catch each other.
You do.
You don't see in the major leagues.
No, and it just makes me laugh every time I see it.
It's wild. That was a good, it was a lot of good this weekend. I mean, they swept the Pirates, and you know, I think we've almost missed this because we've been so with the little stuff every day. They're almost in first place again. The Mets
half
had a
game, and the Mets are at the. I think they're at the Red Sox. I know they play the Red Sox, and then the Dodgers.
Yes,
come there.
I'll just say it this way: they should be in first place when they come home to play the Braves next week,
especially playing a Rockies team that is 8-38. Yes, which is just brutal. The other thing that I really wanted to talk about, the shenanigans around Aaron Nola. That kind of got swept away in all of this.
Joe was just talking about that in the break.
The Phantom Eielston?
Well, it's either Phantom or you let him out there pitching with an ankle injury.
And on Wednesday, when he pitched Wednesday?
That was the way he blew up.
He wasn't good the first innings and Topper sent him back out for the fourth inning. It's bad either way.
No, I mean, and you know, and all of a sudden, oh, he's hurt. Okay, so you let him continue to pitch while he was hurt.
And I think they said that he originally heard it doing an agility drill in Tampa 2 weeks ago. So he's pitched twice since then, Cleveland and the game this past Wednesday.
And he was compensating.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, that's bad. If you knew he was injured, you let him go back out. That was a 6-5 game at that point.
I know. He had not pitched well.
It was, so.
And they had the day off the next day.
Correct.
And Taiwan in the bullpen.
And Taiwan had not pitched in several days.
It is so weird that he's on the IL. It's been 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years.
2017.
Been, very consistent.
Yeah. I wonder if this is just a 2-week reset or it's more than that. I mean, they didn't really give a gauge on how long he's going to miss.
No.
We'll see. We'll see what's going on with Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing this morning?
What's going on, man?
We're just trying to get Hugh right in here. It's not easy. What's up, Will?
Oh, man. The only thing I could say about our boy is from Florida Evans. Damn. Why do you get caught doing that stupid thing, man? Like, come on, man. Like, this is what a lot of these players, right? They don't want to put the work in no more. That's the problem. All that, enhancement drug to make you stronger, to make you faster. You know what I'm saying? You just work at it, man. I know it sounds crazy to say, but, I mean, what happened to doing that anymore? Nobody don't want to work for anything they get. They want everything to come just like that. They want everything to be given to them. Nah, man, and you see what it's costing us now. But the whole thing is, I think we can overcome this, man. I think we still got good pitchers in the bullpen that can, probably weather us through the storm right now, man. But like I said, we got if you go to the Yankees team, all of them guys juicing, if you ask me. I'm telling you.
Now we're recklessly speculating on everybody.
Exactly. Yeah,
we're just throwing everybody in the bus.
I think the Mets. Mets.
I think Soto is juicing and Lindor is juicing. Acuna.
We can't do that.
I don't think Aaron Judge has to. He's just a large man with a lot of power.
He's like 6'8". Yeah. Well, I don't know who's juicing or not. Here's what I do know. Alvarado got caught, and that's the problem.
Yeah, but you know what, man? Whether he knew or not, I think, if he's sticking with, he was trying to lose the weight. I mean, come on, man. It's you got narcotics and all that in bagels. You get tested.
And what?
He's talking about poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds.
Look it up.
Yeah,
this didn't happen from a bagel. I mean, this.
I know. I know what you're saying. Hey, man, I'm trying to plead the case for the brother, man.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Too late.
He's
caught. Booked.
So, Will, what are you doing with Ranger?
Listen, you know what, Hugh? I don't think that's a bad idea because, listen, he's going to get his payday regardless if we want to keep him. So, if he's a team player and we offer him the right money, why not do that, man?
Just tell him to get to the bullpen?
Well, see that you're not operating a position of power.
Doesn't work. Have they been able to tell Rafael? Devers. I was Devers, right?
Devers.
Yeah, they have a. They could use him in several spots. People keep going down there. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Well, he's wild. I mean, could you imagine if he was here?
Oh, yeah.
That press conference last week was something else.
But he's also really good.
I know he is. He's a really good hitter. Yeah. Will, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
All right, I'm gonna say he's one of the hardest workers in the business right now. How about Ryan Sequest?
Ryan Sequest,
man,
a good
why did
guess.
I see Ryan Sequest? What was he on this morning? Family Feud or some game show?
He needs to let other people have
to
some
have a
jobs.
Job. How many jobs
he takes
do you
them all.
Need, bro?
All of them. It's not right.
It is wild.
And he ain't aged not nan bit. He looks
he's
the same.
He's juicing too.
It's called Hollywood juice over there.
Doing something.
He looks the same as he did 20 years ago.
Yeah,
I saw crazy thing. I was watching something on my phone on Netflix, and a commercial popped up, which was really weird because I don't have the commercials on my regular Netflix. Eric Estrada. Do you remember him from Chips?
Yes.
Which was, what, 30, 40 years ago?
Yes.
Looks amazing. Amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Is he on that Ozempic?
I don't know. No, I'm just saying, like,
no, I know what you're saying, Rick.
He looks like he's got a little bit of gray hair. Otherwise,
he looks the same.
He has not aged much. I agree with you.
No, it was unbelievable. It looks great.
By the way, Ryan Seacrest, who's now been on television for 25 years, he is 50.
Is he really?
Ryan Seacrest is 50.
He's one of those eternally young looking
and
guys.
And he does, he looks like, I don't
he's
know.
He's a petite
looks,
man.
He's in his 30s.
Is he? Seacrest?
He's a little petite, about what, 5'7", 5'5", 5'8"?
Listed at 5'8". I don't know why we list the height
but
of
he's
TV
skinny.
People.
But he's super skinny. He's,
yeah,
he's,
I'm like 5'7". Does that make me petite?
Yes. You look, well, you're not, your petite is more like the short, but you got a petite frame.
Yeah, but you were short for a football player.
I was like, well, it was more like shrimp? T-Rex. I had T-Rex on.
Yeah, but you're also short for defensive end. If you was coming out in the draft these days, you'd be like, well, he's got tiny arms. Old T-Rex Douglas over here.
You got a new name? Is that a new one?
Yeah, that's a new one.
Before we get back to the phones, can we hear what happened here about 10 minutes ago? Hugh claims this is not what it sounds like, but let's just listen in. Oh!
It's the chair. Look, wait a minute. Be quiet. Let me see before I do
it's
it.
It's not the chair.
Wait a minute. You hear that?
No.
It's the chair.
But if you can't do it again, that's probably speaks to...
Wait a minute, here
to,
you go. You can't.
No, you're not really making a good case for yourself
here. You're making faces, which is not helping your case.
It doesn't help, does it?
Why don't we do this? Why don't you... I'm going to give you a chance, unlike Alvarado, to admit to your wrong.
Just, I didn't
just
fart.
Just admit to this right now. We'll
no, listen.
Guilty.
I didn't fart. You know what? I would have let it go, but when Rhea cut her eye, I was like, yeah, I got to address this immediately.
I saw Joe's head whip around, and I go, did I just hear what
well,
I just heard?
I noticed it, too.
Yeah, I didn't fart.
You're the one that addressed it.
I know,
neither
no,
of us did.
Because I knew where it was going.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you
immediately, he's like, that wasn't a fart.
I knew where it was going. I knew I didn't like, when Rhea cut her head, I was like, oh, dog.
Let's hear it just one more time.
Dude.
That's so obvious.
It's not a fart.
Jose, just admit to it. Don't lie.
Listen.
We're going to call you Alvy.
Yeah.
Like they call him Alvy.
Wait a minute. I know what it sounds like.
Yeah, but we know what that was. Wasn't the case. I mean, that's.
And then,
I've never heard a chair squeak like that.
Yeah. I keep making the face, though. I'm trying to get the chair.
That's not helping.
All right, we'll have to throw this in. Did Hugh fart as well? Your take on that?
That's got to be a WIP midday show poll.
Yeah. For the second time in as many years, did Hugh Douglas fart on air? Aaron in San Diego, what's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up,
Aaron? What's up?
It was a fired up Friday, and I carried that through the weekend, and it's a fired up Monday.
Aaron, what do you feel?
Rhea Hughes is there today because I want to get one thing off my. Off my chest. Joseph was right, Hugh. You are not a Philadelphia Eagle great.
Oh.
You are a freaking Philadelphia Eagle legend, my friend. Are you kidding me? You can't talk about the Philadelphia Eagles of the 2000s without bringing up Hugh Douglas.
Appreciate you, Aaron.
I mean, come on.
It was totally disrespectful by Joe.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, no, you talk about – but he – but. It was a lot going on for Joe.
No,
he took an L.
But I have to tell you, in the middle of that, Joseph A. Wechter Jr. texted me on Friday, and I didn't get a chance to use it. But since you just referenced, you said the lower edgy. Here's direct from Wechter. There is a lower G in Hugh, the name Hugh, but a capital D in Decameron.
Joe's, that works.
Joe's still writing lines.
Still
shout out to Joe Wechter.
Still writing lines.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I just found it comical that the disrespect came from one Joseph Aloysius DeCamera, who on a daily basis, after a hard day's work of sitting on his ass, talking on the radio, decides that he's got to go home and take a bubble bath with whatever rubber ducky is the flavor of the month. You know, a physical specimen that I don't even know how it's possible, but goes to the Phillies fantasy camp and doesn't tear or strain one groin, but pulls both groins on his first day of fantasy camp against the Phillies AARP All-Star team. I mean, come on, Joseph. You got to be better than that.
Aaron's getting everybody.
You got to learn to lose.
No, I think most of that, when he did most of that because he lost and beat the hammer.
He was lashing out.
He does.
And then I did say he looked pregnant.
When he beats a Momo Michael from Delco, you know, he's got to learn to lose gracefully.
You know, I agree. He was upset because he missed the Hugh Douglas question. So then he questioned if Hugh was a great. The answer was obvious. He overthought it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to say who had two sacks in a game, it's probably Hugh at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're going that era.
Yes, of course.
Now, as far as you, Dudley Do-Right, I know that in your fanboy mentality, you want to think that these professional athletes are out there for the good of the team, and they're doing it for the fan base.
Oh, he's talking about you, Joe. Listen, these guys...
Dudley Do-Right, he cheated. Broke the rules.
These guys are just like you and I. They're out there for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to feed their family.
He gets paid $8 million a season.
Millions of dollars at stake, right?
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. You're not making a decision, you know, a spur-of-the-moment decision. You've got doctors involved. You've got agents involved. You're looking at the consequences and the rewards.
Well, then he did it wrong.
Aaron, he didn't appreciate it. Right. Also, he's not going to get paid for the next 80 games, so that's not going to help feed his family.
Not going to get paid, and he's not going to get the $9 million next year.
Nope.
I mean, let's stop with the feed your family when you're making $17 million. Enough with that.
He cheated.
Yeah, I mean, no, the point is, if all of those people are involved, then everybody screwed up.
A lot of dummies out there, if that's the case.
I'll never forget, back in the day, I used to date. Well, we got to go to break, so this is a long kind of story.
Long talking. Yeah. I enjoy long talking.
Yeah, long talking, Hugh. I got a story.
He usually prefaces he's going to long talk, so we could all just brace ourselves.
But then I looked at the time and like, no, we ain't got time.
Not this time. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up here. We'll give you a second clue. More of your calls, the Alvarado situation. What should the Phillies do? We'll also get to the good from this weekend, including Mick Abel and what some of his teammates are saying. And that's next. Rhea, thank you for hopping in.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to Rhea next week. Your call's next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.